In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us, with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate or Postpaid Unlimited Plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, 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 hello. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Damn it. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Fantastic place to shop for a brand new Yamaha golf cart. Perhaps a gas-powered one, perhaps a propane-powered one. It's up to you. They can trick them out and make them look all sweet and fine. They're fantastic when you get them just as is. But they do like customized jobs. It's outstanding. You can also shop for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, go-kart. I know Nick, our pal, the electrician in the arena, he gets all of his power sports stuff from over there at Impact Power Sports. Head over to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Mother's Day is in the books. Before I get to that, though, just a outstanding, productive weekend for your old pal EZ. Sometimes the heavy lifting gets done for me. Literally, I'm minding my own business. For once. Now, I had known that there was some shit talking about your old pal EZ. The nice, playful, gentle jabs, as best as my old pals Freebear and Hot Wings can do, is wonderful. It's music to my ears every time it happens. I'm lucky to have it happen. I've said this many times. With what Ben Glaze and I do, having fun roasting that show, for us to be mentioned in any way tells me that we're doing the right thing. It's a huge mistake to ever reference me. You're supposed to starve the shithead like me who's punching up. You don't mention. But that's become a regular thing lately. Alan tipped me off to this one. And I know I've played this once before, but it had ramifications. Which I didn't really think there was... When I first heard this, I was like, is that about me? Well, I guess it is. It's not. It's kind of a compliment.
We've all talked a bunch of times about how cool it is when someone, like in my case yesterday at the grocery store, like stops you and quietly goes, "Hey, love the show." Or mm-hmm. or any version of that. I mean, I wouldn't like it the other way. "Hey, I hate the show." I've never had that happen. I'm just
hates it would ever do that.
Not so far, but
not so far.
You know, some people make a living at it, hating it. But yeah.
Some people make a living hating it. And then he does his little chuckle and Steve goes, "That's true." I think that's a good thing to point out that I am making a living. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I've only done 54 episodes. Ben Glaze and I, 54 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers. That's not a lot. Over maybe 2 years' time. It wasn't even a weekly show to start, and then somebody suggested, I think it was Harem, that that's my best pitch and I should do it every week. All right, if you like it, I'll do it. I mean, I've done 1,523 free podcasts, 1,523 Patreon podcasts. That's just a small little bit, but I appreciate you pointing out that I have made a living. Okay, no big deal. And I was like, I think he's talking about me. And then I dismissed it. I wasn't even going to talk about it. And then Alan said, "EZ, this is another light jab." And I even wrote back, "You know, I wasn't sure about that one, but since you thought so too, I'm going to have to agree. It's amazing that I have your ears to help me clip that show. I'm lucky. Thank you." Alan responded with, "It's the only reason I listen now. I'm trying to be helpful and not annoying at the same time." Well, you're not in any way annoying. You're fantastic. So I didn't think anything about it. And then it comes to pass that somebody else noticed it who is a member of their Segment 18 Facebook group, which is like there's 20,000 fucking people on that thing. It's incredible. And I read that, and you know, if I were to post, it would go to the moderator, and the moderator would decide whether to allow it. So anything I say won't get posted. But the moderator and I—it's a guy named Will. We actually talk from time to time. So I saw that. They were beating my ass. The audience members were like, "Oh, did you hear this? It was great." Yeah. So then it turns into a 25 comment. "Fuck EZ." And I didn't say anything. They said it. So then I finished up my free preview of Who Are These Free Beers. And I said, "You know, that would be funny if I went in the comments and posted, 'Hey, thanks.'" And I wrote, "Hello, LARPers, neckbeards, Pokemon enthusiasts, and the morbidly obese. Thanks for the shout out. Here's my latest free clip from Who Are These Free Beers?" And I linked it. And then I went and posted it as like a fresh post so that this guy, Will, it goes to him and it doesn't turn up. So hours pass. And then my phone starts vibrating and he went ahead and approved it. And he wrote, "I'm going to leave this here until it gets sideways." So then it's just people killing me. Oh, my God. And one guy, actually, he said, "I once said, EZ, that you're only good enough to be a local radio guy. But that's not true. You're not even good enough to be a local radio guy." I mean, just killing me. And I didn't say shit. Now, I wanted to, but I figured I'll just leave it alone and let these people punch themselves out. And so they're killing them. They're killing me. So then I wrote to the guy who allowed it. He's the admin. So I sent him the arm, and then I wrote, my man, like thanking him. And then that was on Saturday at 11.02 p.m. By Sunday at 5.55, he had taken it down. There was 100 comments, people hating my guts. It was great. Dude, you took it down. Everything was going perfectly, LOL. He wrote, the amount of people that reported it was impressive. And I said, LOL, I wish I could see the complaints. I said, so you are obviously not brainwashed with this show. Between us boys, do you really find what they do now entertaining? The only reason, even though I said between us boys, the only reason why I'm revealing this is because he didn't say anything. I wrote, speculation is that a member of my old show reached out. Can you confirm? He says, which one I can check to see if I can still see it. He says, I moved to coastal North Carolina for work. I cannot tell you the last time I listened. I keep the page going for the fans. I said, gotcha. He says, if someone says something or drama happens, I will try to catch it. And I wrote, I think since you're so busy, you should sign over the admin duties and the entire page to me. Can you imagine that one? He said the world would burn. And then I said, I will give you $10. And that's about all we talked about it. But it was great. It was absolutely great. And again, I didn't do this. I didn't do one fucking thing. It is a top-notch moment when I'm not involved and somehow I get dragged into it. These people get themselves all worked up and start killing me, and I haven't said shit. It starts with Greg doing the heavy lifting for me. Thank you. And then all of those people just like, oh, hey, did you hear this? Oh, my God, it was a shot at EZ, which is fine. I don't give a shit. I'm happy. I don't mind if anybody says anything about me or beats the shit out of me. There was someone who wrote, EZ is going to love this. And you're right. I do. Why wouldn't I? God. So that is some epic pot stirring without having to stir the pot. Chris says, oh my God, that would be incredible. Me being the admin of that page. I would have to sneak into that role under an assumed name or something like that. But I'm like, you know, the reason why I say that to him, and it'll probably never happen, is because if he ever gets sick of it and doesn't want to have to deal with it, yes, send it my way. We would have so much fun. Alan writes, I commented on the thread that this will totally not fuel the fire at all. Jeremy says, I can refer to myself as Zarek Bane. Somebody wrote, EZ's going to talk about this for 3 weeks. Well, not 3 weeks, but I will talk about it. I mean, that's interesting. That's drama that is there that once was not there. And the best type of drama is when I'm sitting here minding my own business, throwing stuff out in the dumpster, trying to make for a happy Mother's Day event for Pooh Bear. And then I'm like, okay. Thank you for doing the heavy lifting. Please keep it up. Please keep it up. There was one lady. I was so tempted because, and there was a couple of people. There was probably like 91% hate. Believe it or not, there was some handful of people. There was one guy who said, this is actually funny. And so, you know, some people get it, take it tongue in cheek and just laugh it off. No big deal. Others, most of them just lose their minds. There's this one lady who said, if he wouldn't have shot his fat ass mouth off or called me like a fat ass, which is true. But then the first thing I always do whenever any of these LARPers, neck beards, Pokemon enthusiasts or morbidly obese people beats the shit out of me, first thing I always do is check the profile pics. You can learn a lot in a person's profile pic. Like this person in particular, this lady who called me a fat ass is a big girl. Really big. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I mean, come on. I could easily let her have it, but I wanted this to go as far as possible. And I felt that if I was going to get in there and start being mean to these people, then the less amount of time that this post would be exposed. And the longer that that post is being talked about and I'm getting my ass kicked, that is all good for business, without a doubt. And then there was another guy who wrote, EZ must be, or just, you know, various insults about me and my personality and my life. I must be incredibly unhappy or something like that. And I look at that guy's pic, and there's a lot of things you can learn from a person's profile pic. Trust me on this. First of all, if there is no picture of the person anywhere in it, and it's all just like a meadow, and then the next one is like a flower, and the next one is like a setting sun, and the next one is like open water and all these beautiful nature sceneries, 9 times out of 10, this is a disgusting looking individual. I mean, really bad. Like maybe got their face mauled by a dog or some shit. Really, really bad. So then I'm like, okay, well, this is a person beating the shit out of me, and they probably have been mauled by a dog, look like fuck. I'm not going to say anything. And then there's the, when you got profile pic and you're just scanning through them, and it's all selfies. And it's basically the same pic, but different, over and over and over again. Included in those pics are, in this case, dad with a child. So it's like dad's having a good time with his daughter. Dad's riding on a horseback, riding with the daughter. It's all like selfies and pictures of him and his daughter. And not that indicates that his wife left him. It's not a joke. And then you keep scanning, and as the years go backwards, you see the wife. And you can pinpoint about the time where the breakup happened. And so it says like October 2017, it was him and mom and the little girl, and things were fine then. And then the wife is tagged in the pic. So I tag the ex. Same goddamn thing. Selfie with the kid. And then it goes back to about the same year and month that dude stopped posting pics of her. So something went south. So, you know, you got guy telling me that I have a pathetic life. And it's like, dude, come on now. You can't tell somebody they're having a pathetic life when you're alone for half the goddamn time because your daughter's not there. You have no wife or girlfriend. All you're trying to do is get people to think you're cute with your stupid selfie pics, and you're not. And meanwhile, I've got a concrete and stainless steel kidney-shaped fucking pool with a heater. All right? I could go in the pool right now. It's May. Because I heat it, goddamn it. You can't be someone who hates their life if they've got a heated, in-ground, kidney-shaped, concrete, and stainless steel pool, moron. And a hot tub. It's impossible. So that was just fantastic. You're thin-skinned, easy, and you get butthurt. I'm not butthurt. How can I be butthurt? Matt says, I knew this is going to happen. Matt from Scranton. That's a guy I married. I didn't marry him, but I got him and his significant other married. Alan says, and you've got a fraud bust. No, you can say a lot about me. You can say a lot about me. Vindictive, mean, kind-hearted. giving, altruistic, arrogant, conceited, humble. Vicious, but there is no way anybody could ever label me as thin-skinned. It's impossible. If I was thin-skinned, I would have a problem with your comment. The only thing about your comment, whoever you are, is that it's not accurate. It's somebody watching on YouTube. Why would you watch on YouTube or Facebook? Okay. Tofus says, I don't know about humble, but you check the rest of the boxes. Not many people giving away kidneys. All true. Absolutely humble. I'm the most humble person there is. The only reason why I'm not humble on this show, and I just say I'm humble, humble is boring. Humble is quiet, head down, doing what's right. That's also boring as fuck. No one has ever went, God damn, that's funny, to a humble fuck. So I keep that bottled up for this show. If I'm sitting here just not acting like an asshole, oh, that would be horrible. So no more of this nonsense about being thin-skinned. My skin is rhino thick. You can say whatever you want about me. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I love it. Molly says, I've gotten under your skin a few times. Well, that's different. That's annoying. Okay? That has nothing to do with thin skin, thick skin. Thin skin, thick skin is based on when someone insults you or says something terrible about you. Do you get hurt? Or do you just go, I don't care? I would say that I am incredibly thick skinned. Brancho says, what about the story you were telling? What are you talking about? Actually, Badger says that. Brancho says you should call their places of employment again. Who, what, huh? Badger says, story you were telling Facebook dude. I thought I concluded it, didn't I? Where did I leave it? Which one? I mean, I finished up my story about Will, who runs the Segment 18 page. I was talking to you about the guy who, he looks like he's a single dude now. That's how you find out what is going on. And then when I see that these people who are, it's not that, it doesn't have that much impact on me. When the people who are saying these horrible things, I mean, let's be honest here. The average free beer and hot wings audience member is, I mean, these are some of the roughest looking people. The only thing that makes the Free Beer and Hot Wings show audience look good and would be the former Zaniac crowd. You know, I mean, these are all meth addicted fucking fools that used to listen to me. They're the absolute worst. But the audience for the Freebird and Hot Wings show are some of the loneliest fucking goddamn Renaissance Fair motherfuckers you will ever fucking meet. These terrible mutants. These are the mutants who listen to that show, who show up and demand that the police be defunded. That's who listens to that show now. Those dumb motherfuckers. Brancho says, in the Not the Best of Eric Zane Show podcast, there was a guy who left a mean comment, and you called his company asking for a reference, implying he was looking for another job. Oh, that's a good one. I love that. That's that vengeful side. Brand X Podcast says, here comes the skin comments about the Zaniacs. I don't know who Brand X Podcast is, and here comes the skinned podcast about the... Have the Zaniacs been skinned? I'm confused. Oh, yeah. The vengeful side of me is ridiculous. I remember the jersey numbers like you wouldn't believe. Oh, my God. The last thing you ever want to do is be on my bad side. Because I make projects out of people. So if somebody gets on the bad side, now I think I'm going to whittle away at this one. I'll find out where that person works. And I'll ask for the HR department. And then I'll like start to ask questions. Hey, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so staffing. And I'm calling about so-and-so. What is this about? So they're all confused. He has this company down as a reference. I have a name, and I've looked up names in the place. So then they're like, wait, huh? And then it gets really awkward. And then by the time the conversation ends, I'm under the realization that so-and-so is going to be at his desk. And then he's going to get called into the corner office. Now, it might work out. He might get a raise out of it. But... how'd you like to be that guy? Fuck. You're looking for another job? What are you doing? Why would you put us down as a reference? We don't even know anything about it. We thought you were happy. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. So, you know, that's kind of how it goes. People think that when they're behind their keyboards, that they can throw me under the bus. And just sometimes I respond in kind with some awesome, awesome maneuvers. That's me. That's how I roll. It's terrific. It's one of the, when I get done with the podcast here and I've got my options set up, I can go in the pool, play with the grandkids, walk the grounds, take the RV out, whatever. Flirt with the area moms with Pooh Bear. Sometimes I decide, no, I'm going to stay in and work on this project. Maybe go up north to the property. Could be any one of those things. But you don't want to be on the receiving end of EZ's HR checkup plan. Branjo, thank you for bringing that up. Modern problems requires modern solutions. Tophus says, walk the grounds of the fraud estate. Exactly. By the way, Tophus, who, let's see, Brand X says, we tried to have a guy who hates us make a cameo about our 300th episode. He was so thin-skinned, he wouldn't do it. Oh, God, you should do it. Hire me, I'll do it.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration. Because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
That would be awesome. Whoever Brand X Podcast is, thank you for being here. That's a brand new arrival. So good to have new people here. I don't know what they do, but you should all check it out. The Brand X Podcast is, I bet it's awesome. They've got 300 episodes under their belt. I'm sure it's great. Tyler says, if EZ puts aside his Mr. Pop Pop responsibilities to come after you, you're in real trouble. Mr. Pop Pop was at home yesterday, and I was talking with my 9-year-old grandson. And he's absolutely brilliant. He's got this game. It's based on, like, moments in history. He's that type of smart. And I think the game did a hypothetical of Germany won World War I. And I didn't catch it. It just said Germany, if Germany won World War I, but I didn't think it was about them winning it. And I said, let's talk about this. And he goes, well, you know, Papa, that did not happen. And I'm like, yeah, of course. We did that for a little bit. And being that autism is something that is on his palate, if you will. Sometimes I don't have the opportunities to do things with him as I would like to. But it was a great moment. And then I was sitting right next to him. We're having our ice cream sundaes, part of the Mother's Day festivities. And he's always into the iPad. I go, whose is this? He goes, that's mine. I go, well, what's on it? And then he starts showing me, and I realize, okay, I got him. He's liking this. And then I notice that he's scanning through monster trucks that he likes to look at. And if I look away for even a second, he would tap me. Like, look at this one. Look at this one. So I'm like, all right, I can't. Like, anytime I look down to look at the ice cream sundae to get some sundae, he's like, Papa, look at Papa. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then he runs out of gas on the attention span. And he's like, I'm going outside. I'm like, okay. He gets up. I go, do you want the rest of your ice cream sundae? He goes, no. I go, you can take it out there. He goes, no. I go, okay. He goes over to the back door. Papa. Yes, son. Do you want to go with me? What? Huh? All right. Now, there is no one better to teach you how to throw a baseball than me. And I was under the impression that he hasn't been taught yet. He can throw, but, you know. Yeah, throw it here. And the next thing you know, it's like 100 miles away because he threw it in the other direction. I got to go get it. Now, kids with autism, in particular, they're sensitive to things. And he is sensitive to, like, when you have a long sleeve shirt on with the elastic bums him out. And anything touching his hands. He goes, I want to play catch, but I don't want a baseball mitt. I go, all right, fine. So I roll him the ball, and then he throws it. He goes, can you teach me how to throw? I go, absolutely. So I show him. All right, the first one is horrible. So I go running over to the neighbor's house to get it. After a few attempts, he's doing better. So I'm rolling him the ball. And he goes, I want a baseball glove. And I go, oh, okay. So I go get one. Put it on him. And I'm standing like 4 feet away, basically just barely flipping the ball into the mitt. But it's going in there. This has never happened before. And so this dynamic between me and my grandson is such a rare moment. I turn around, and the rest of the family's all just staring at us because they know it's a great moment. I think there's video of it, too. I think I was getting the wet-eyed videos being shot from the other family members. It was outstanding. Tophus says, walking the grounds of the fraud estate. I will update the fat-a-thon momentarily. In fact, let's do that right now. These folks have been making the effort to lose weight, and I've done nothing. All I've said is, it all started when Jeremy, 35 weeks ago, it was on a Monday in September of last year, when he was complaining about, he had something terrible happen. He found out that his ex-girlfriend, she already was his ex-girlfriend, had cheated on him, and it hurt him. He's really upset about that, and he was also upset about his appearance. He weighed in at 335 pounds. And so I think it was a very short conversation. It was just me saying, well, why don't you try to do well today? And then it's built up. It's all I did was say, you should stop being fat. And he really, really kind of dove into it. And then we had a handful of other people weigh in and said, yeah, I want in too eventually. So it's been different amounts of time that people have been taking part in Fat-a-thon. Let's get after it. There are four people, including myself, who we have to report on. Last week, Rebecca was at 279.5. She had a decent week last week. As I reported, she was down 1.4. Today, she is a... She is at 280.2. All right, so that technically is up 0.7. No big deal. She was at 15.1. So that means now she is what? 14.4. Down 14.4 pounds in 16 weeks. She writes, weight-wise, the week was meh, but I feel fantastic. My clothes are all loose. I even pulled out my box. What? Oh, I'm sorry. It cut off, and then it went to the next line. That's weird. I even pulled out my box of smaller size clothing, and a lot of it is starting to fit. Now on to the next week. Now, Rebecca is the type that she does, like, intense strength training. I think she's about 5'8". Aren't you about 5'8"? Maybe a little bit under that. Now, she has a goal weight of 200 pounds. And you might be like, wait a minute, 200 pounds at 5'8"? And being that she weighs 280.2, she wants to lose that 80 pounds and just, she wants to be a brick shit house. I've described her as wanting to be like Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. And she will be. If that's the case. So that's her goal. 280 or 200. She doesn't want to be like the wafer thin, slight, agile, Cirque du Soleil, dainty type of appearance. She wants to be brick shithouse. Now, if she drops the 80, she will be known as Rebecca Brick Shithouse. She would have to be. Jeremy says, has Nikki officially retired? I don't know. Rebecca says Saquon Barkley, but the chick version. Okay, so that's her update. Amanda. She's done a little bit of up and down lately. Last week, she was up 0.6. This week, she's back down. She was at 297.8. Now she's at 296.6. That's down 1.2 for a total of 19.9 pounds lost over 17 weeks. So that's good. Now build upon it. You got another week? Let's try to get some momentum here. I mean, you got a long way to go. You got to lose 100 pounds. That's not impossible, though. Case in point, our pal Jeremy. Like I said, this is 35 weeks he's been at this. Now, for some context, Jeremy drives a truck, which essentially is sedentary. And that's a type of career that a lot of people like eat at the area Buc-ee's and shit like that and eat garbage. He's been forced to figure out, and again, I didn't give him any advice. He just went out and got it and read up on it and figured out what he wants to do. All these people are doing that. And so despite the sedentary type of job, eating on the road, he's figured out how to bring his food, eat appropriately, and when he's at the truck stop or whatever, get some fucking exercise in. I don't know, kill a hooker, but... last week he was at 238.8. Again, starting weight at 335. 238.8. He lost another 2.7 pounds. He is at 236.1 in 35 weeks. 99.2 pounds lost. So Amanda and Rebecca, in that short amount of time, you can be at your goal weight. That is outstanding. Let me read what Jeremy wrote. Subject line, prepare the star on the blubber. He will win star on the blubber. By the way, I have 99.2 pounds. He has 99.3, whatever. 99.3 pounds in 8 months. Sheesh. I went to a concert on Saturday, and I had a blast in the mosh pit. The day before the doctor's appointment that started all of this, I also went to a concert. During that show, I only lasted 2 to 3 songs in the pit before I had to go to the, bar and sit down. On Saturday, I was there the entire show. Just further proof that my work is paying off. My stamina is actually better than it was before I put all this weight on. I was not sore on Sunday after the show. I felt awesome. I also recently started watching the show My 600-Pound Life. I found it to be inspiring. But for what I think is a shitty reason. And then he explains. I hear everything these people say in my own voice. All of the lies they tell about how much food they eat. All of the reasons why they cannot lose weight. Everything they say are things I used to say. I was dangerously close to getting to the point where I would have been a candidate for that show. It seems like 350 pounds is the start of the slippery slope towards that level of obesity. And I was almost there. He was only 15 pounds away. And then I decided to be honest with myself and take control of my life for the first time in my adult life. I'm closer to a healthy weight than I am to class 3 obesity, and I feel incredible. So next week, I will be minus 100 pounds, and this train isn't stopping until I reach my goal. Motherfucker. My man. That is awesome. That is some inspiring talk. Those are inspiring words, goddammit. I dropped 0.8. I'm at 180. Down from 180.8, I've lost 5.5 over 10 weeks. Slow but steady wins the race. Outstanding job to all of you. Let's see. Megan says, congrats to Jeremy. You're killing it. Jeremy says, I found that having sex with the hooker is actually better exercise than killing them. Part of what we said to Jeremy, or what I said to Jeremy when this all got started, I go, all right, so she cheated on you. Look, if you lose the weight you want to lose, you will be able to pull better tail. Let's be honest here. If you weigh 335 pounds, you're going to be the people that you're going to be, that are going to be interested in you for a relationship are going to be also disgusting people. Go to the Facebook profiles of Segment 18 members. That's who. Or his former Zaniacs. Well, maybe not that bad. But Segment 18 folks, for sure. That's the best you can do. And then you're gonna settle for that slob. That slob's gonna settle for you. You're gonna have gross kids who genetically have the worst poker hand ever. So basically, you and the slob that you're going to have kids with will be murdering your children. Okay? Also, what could happen is because fat mom and fat dad are having fat kids, they will be bullied, and then they're going to shoot up the school. Okay? And it all comes back to your life choices. It's a set of dominoes. It's the easy way out. You, if your kid shoots up the school, there's a pretty good chance it could be blamed on you. Because you had a fat kid and they got bullied by the other asshole kids. Way to go, asshole. Jeremy says the former Zaniacs are just on the other side of the 350 line. I was getting dangerously close to a lot of slippery slopes. Yeah, you don't want to be part of that, man. Not good. All right. Outstanding work. Keep it up. And yes, the star on the blubber does go to Jeremy. Rebecca writes, she likes to, she's, you know, in fatathon. She's got to lose 80. She loves to do deadlifts. So that's where she's got like an overhand grip on the bar and an underhand grip on the bar. And with her back as straight as possible, she bends her legs and then picks up the weight. And she's standing there with it hanging down to like her mid-thigh. And then she lowers the weight and then back up. So what this is going to do, it's going to hit her quads, her gluteus maximus, her hamstrings, and her low back, and some of her shoulders because of the hanging weight. It's pretty much a full body strength power move. Okay? So what this means is if she continues to do that type of work, she's going to have a lot of muscle mass in that, especially that ass area. So whoever the lucky guy is going to have to be quite stout. Because if she happens to wrap her legs around you, it could be a problem. It's not going to be for the faint of heart. That guy better have some degree of physicality if this moment, this fictitious moment right now, but could be a reality, this wanting to be a reality moment, when she gets the next Mr. Rebecca, that guy's, she's going to wear him out, goddammit. She also likes to do, deads, squats, another powerful move, lunges, ass, box jumps. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, a lot of lower body strength there. A real solid foundation. God forbid. Now, look, I don't want the details, but there is going to come a day when the next Mr. Rebecca is found, or at least a Mr. Rebecca for a 24-hour period. And I don't want to know any of the actual details, but I just need to know, and you might want to tip me off, hey, EZ, there is a new Mr. Rebecca, at least for a 24-hour period, or maybe just one night, and he's a pile of bones right now. I killed that guy. I don't want any more information than that. You got to leave some of it to the imagination. Dofus says that guy is going to be in traction. Now, if it happens to be race car driver / realtor Adam Kasari, fuck. Because he's like lean. You know, like he has to be in shape, but I don't know if he's got enough horses to hang. Branjo says, easy, don't forget about your staff meeting. I shall not. I'm wrapping it up right now. I appreciate you tipping me off, though, about it. Mondays, I do one half of the show. And then the rest of it after the staff meeting of the radio station. Before we go that route, though, thank you as always to the sponsors. Hello to my friends at King's Room Barbershop. For more than 50 years, they've been cutting guys and chicks who like short hair. Hairs. Cutting the hair for guys and chicks who like short hair probably sounds better. They have three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Outstanding group of people over there. It's all walk-in. You don't make any appointments. They can do anything. Beard care, maybe some color, whatever you want. Haircuts start at $19 plus tip. Kingsroom.net for hours of operation. Exact locations, and schedules. In West Michigan, Kuiper Tree Care is who you want. For tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, tree pruning, and storm cleanup, just remember Kuiper Tree Care. This isn't like Chuck in a truck or Dan in a van. This is a terrific high-end operation. You can call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com. For maintenance and repairs on pools, filters, and heaters, call upon who I call upon, Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. 616-457-0500. They are on Chicago Drive near 12th Avenue. Blue storefront, can't miss it on the south side of the street. So you'll see it there. Not all pool authorities have a brick-and-mortar store. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot does. Why that's important is if somebody's going to install a pool, sometimes they can scam you. Take your money, never to be seen or heard from again. You won't have that problem with Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. They've been there for decades. Pools at lower cost, maybe a higher-end pool, something more extravagant. It's all up to you. If you're interested in having a pool installed, reach out. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, plus all the pool supplies you'll ever need. They'll test your water for free. Installation of fiberglass and vinyl liner pools. Easy, I want a pool like yours. Can't be done. That's a concrete stainless steel pool. They're not made like that anymore. Only the wealthiest of the wealthy get pools like that. Anyway, that's Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, 616-457-0500. I had one guy on the Segment 18 page, the guy who said, I'm not even fit to be a local radio personality. Like, that was his insult. You can't even be a local radio guy. Well, first of all, I am. I am in two towns, beautiful northern Michigan and right here in Grand Rapids. Come on. He says, and enjoy your crippling debt. What are you, my financial advisor? Did you check my credit score? What, do you work for FICO? What the fuck is he talking about? Enjoy your crippling debt. Jesus. Badger says we need pics of everyone like Jeremy. Man Bun Chris says he must know about the fraud bus. Maybe. I don't know. Perhaps that's it. All right. Folks, this first half of the show is in the books. Now, when the audio podcast shows up, it'll be a full show. No breaks in between. But the audio, the video podcast on Twitch, that's the way it's going to be. Thanks to the folks on Facebook and on YouTube for being here as well. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you all in just a little while.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate or Postpaid Unlimited Plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.